blessed. Amen. Wealth, health, and riches shall be in their house. Their righteousness remaineth forever. He's a good God. So, Father, tonight we're so thankful for all that you are. We're thankful because you chose us before the foundation of the world to be in Christ.
Yes.
And we're found in him, having not our own righteousness, but the righteousness that can only come by him, through him. For by grace are we saved through faith. That not of ourselves, is the gift of God. We thank you for it. Thank you for our apostle tonight. For you say that the church is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We thank you for apostolic ministry. We thank you for this apostolic house. We thank you for allowing us to enter into the different realms and dimensions of the apostolic anointing and the apostolic grace. We're so grateful, Father. We're living in a special time. Yes. And thank God for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But we thank you for the now. We thank you for our apostle tonight and his family. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, glory to God. Next week is exam week. Yes, so make sure you study. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Make sure you give yourself. You will not pass a test by just thinking you could wing it. Amen?
Amen.
So I want you to do that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory. Now, we're going to pick up, let me see what page this is, on page 4 in your books. We're going to talk about the 9 outstanding characteristics of major Old Testament revival. 9 characteristics of Old Testament revival. I want to say that the scripture is found in Romans 15 and 4. Could be wrong, but I believe it say all those things that were written aforetime.
Amen.
They were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. The reason that I say that is because we're going to talk about 9 major characteristics of revival under the Old Testament. Now, if you've been around any length of time in church, there's so many people saying, oh, you don't worry about the Old Testament. You know, just read the New. But if you're a real Bible student, you will find out that many of the quotations of Jesus came straight out of the Old Testament. Psalms, Proverbs, I'm just saying. So, you know, we have 66 books. I don't think God is interested in us working on 27. Okay, so we must be students of the word. Now, here are the 9 characteristics, and they will be on your test. Number 1, it occurs in a day of deep moral darkness and national depression. All right. Now, so you know what that tells you, right? We could be like the sons and the daughters of the sons of Issachar. We can have a revelation of the times and the seasons of God. See, when you see deep moral darkness and national depression, mm-hmm. huh? We don't focus on see something about the church. They focus on the wrong stuff. We don't need to be talking about the darkness. It already tell you. Revival comes in the midst of deep moral darkness, huh? And it also comes in what? When the nation is in a national depression. So watch this. So instead of us looking at darkness and depression, what are we looking at? It's time for revival. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I don't have time to go to these scriptures, but you remember in 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul writing to his son say, in the last days, perilous times would come. Dark days. In the last days. In the what?
Last days.
Yeah, let's look at that just real quick. We'll use that just to give you the paradigm of what I'm saying. so you can understand what the church ought to be doing and not focusing on. Huh? You're in 2 Timothy, I believe it's 2. Is it 2 Timothy? 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, what does it say?
This know also.
That in the last days.
Perilous times shall come.
Notice what the Bible said. Perilous times, what?
Shall come.
Then they shall come. Read.
For men shall be lovers.
Men will be lovers of their own selves.
Covetous.
Boasters.
Proud.
Blasphemers.
Disobedient to parents.
Unthankful.
Unholy.
Without natural affection.
Truth breakers.
False accusers.
Incontinent.
Fierce.
Despisers of those that are good.
And despisers of those who fall in God. Read.
Traitors.
Heady.
High-minded. Lovers of pleasure. More than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness.
Having a what?
A form of godliness. But denying the power of God. From such turn away.
Now stop. That's good preaching, huh? Yes. Bible can preach itself. But the church will get caught up preaching about all of the moral decay.
Yeah.
Come on now. And not realizing, now watch what I'm about to tell you. See, when you are under apostolic ministry, your paradigm changed. Because Jesus knew he was ministering during dark times. But he understood that as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light. See, and one thing about light, it drives out darkness. So it does not matter if you have covenant breakers, truth breakers, high-minded people, none of that matters when you are the light.
Yeah.
Because the purpose of the light is to bring revival and drive darkness out.
Yes.
So now, you want to know what the flip side of that is? Huh? Acts chapter number 2. Got to find the verse where Peter got up and preached. He said, and this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Yeah. Huh? What verse is that? Acts 2 what?
I think 14.
I want to start right where it said that. In the last days.
Well, and it shall come to pass.
Yeah, that's what it said. Now this is Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. Watch what he said. It shall come to pass.
In the last days.
Oh, cool. All right. In the what?
Last days.
Okay, now we read in 2 Peter 3, it was talking about the last days, right?
Wow.
So it is quite obvious that in the midst of what was going on the day of Pentecost, that all of this moral decay existed, but God wasn't focusing on that. The Bible said in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So to get rid of moral darkness, and national depression, we need a move of the spirit. And if you go to Acts 2:1, don't read it. I'm just saying, it says they were in one place, in one accord. Watch this. The language that was confused in Genesis 11, became made known in Acts 2.
Glory to God.
So we couldn't understand each other at the Tower of Babel, but now we got babbling tongues, but we can understand each other because we're moving in the spirit world. So we're, watch this, we're not translating a language, we're interpreting the move of the spirit by the language of the spirit. You understand that? The Holy Ghost has spoken tonight that every single one of us entered into another realm. I'm about to show you something. You must accept the words that came out of the apostle's mouth. And no matter what the enemy bring to try to turn those words around, you got to say it was spoken by the mouth of the prophet. So you got to know how to wage this, walk this thing out. Don't get afraid. Things are happening for you in your favor. So in the last days, moral decay. Don't focus on that, because in the last days, outpouring. What is God saying? The outpouring is what will drive out the moral darkness and get rid of national depression.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever God wanted to speak to a whole nation, he sent a prophet.
Yeah.
Y'all worry about the president. God said the king, hello, need a prophet.
Yeah.
King got to have somebody who got a word. The king got to be close enough to your apostle that he can speak to you. Yeah. Drive y'all wild up here. When he speak it over you, y'all ready for this? I must tell you this. Whenever God tells you something, the enemy going to come in with something trying to take it from you. You got it? Some test, some trial, some temptation, some relative, some church member trying to tell you something opposite than what you just heard. Stick with what you heard.
Yeah.
Believe the apostle and prophet. Now, so revival occurs in a day of what? Deep moral darkness and national depression. Number two, it began in the heart of one consecrated servant of God who became the energizing power or the catalyst behind the revival. God used that vessel to do what? To quicken, that is to make alive. And to lead what? The nation back to faith. Back to faith. Back to faith. I know. Hold on. Every now and then you got to translate. Apostle has been teaching us. We are saved by grace through faith. We're going back to faith because now we're being, it's apostolically being taught to show us that faith accesses grace.
Yeah.
We're going back to the way God originally intended to be from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's the true essence of what? Revival. Back to faith and back to obedience to him. Now, I don't have time to go through all these scriptures, but read Nehemiah 1. Read Ezra, how God would raise up these men in captivity. And they start rallying people. Listen, God put it in the heart of one man. Let's rebuild the wall. Even when they say it couldn't be done. All you need is one man. God got to, as one man, and all God need is one man.
Yeah.
Hello. And Noah in his generation found grace in God's sight.
Yeah.
Y'all got it?
Yes,
sir. Okay. Number three, each revival rested on the what? Word of God and what? Most were what? The result of preaching. Of proclaiming and preaching what? God's law and prophecy with. All right, y'all ready for this? So the Bible says not only did Jesus teach us one that had authority, there was power going along with it.
Amen.
See, the difference between a preacher and a teacher, huh? And an apostolic person is they got the power to go with what they're saying.
Yeah.
Huh? To demonstrate. See, that's what drew people to Jesus.
Yeah.
Not a tape minister. Not a television broadcast. Hello, not cell phones. They came out by the multitudes because they saw the miracles which he did on the people. All through the Gospels, as we're reading them, he healed them.
Oh.
He healed them.
Oh.
He never wrote back to them, well, this one didn't have enough faith. Mm-hmm. All the stuff I done heard in church. We need to quit making excuses for not having the power.
Right.
Jesus didn't care what you had. They say he was on his way to heal Jairus' daughter. They say, leave Jesus alone. The girl dead. Jesus said, don't pay no attention to what they said. The resurrection and the life is here with you.
Yeah.
They say Lazarus has been in the grave 4 days. Jesus, by now his body rotten. Jesus said, but I am. I am. No, I am. No, I am. Not the last day. I am. I wish the church would get a resurrection and understand that the rapture is not God's purpose. The rapture is not God's answer to get us out of moral decay. I feel so sorry for the rapture group. I hope you online, I hope you drop your coffee cup. But the rapture is not an escape hatch to get away from sin. We don't need to have an escape hatch. We bring in heaven to earth.
Yeah. Glory to God.
That's with power. But I'm just trying
That's
to show. Don't get upset with me.
That's good news.
Read another Bible. Proclaiming God's law and prophecy with power.
Yeah.
Number four. Talking about the nine characteristics of revival, all resulted in a return to the true worship of Jehovah. Now, all through the Bible, come on, listen to me. Make sure I don't run over time. I got the 8:55. Throw the phone at me if I act like I can't hear. Now, watch what he say. Pay attention to what I'm about to say. When you read the Bible, when the power was manifested and people were being healed and delivered and set free, pay attention. The Bible says the people gave glory to God that gave such power to men. See, most of us want a reputation. But it's not, it's they gonna glorify God for giving the power to you. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said, no man can do the miracles that you do, watch this now, except God be with him. Hello. Smell of coffee. In revival, God is with us in the person of the Holy Ghost. Huh? Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you alone, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When I ascend to the right hand of the Father, I'm going to pray the Father that the same one that was functioning in me going to come and show up in your life.
Yeah.
But you got to be connected properly to apostolic ministry.
Yes,
it was the apostles that trained men. This is not just something we, you know, all of a sudden out the blue. This has been God's pattern from day one. But people have gotten away from it because pastors and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers won't submit to the watch this, the governmental gift of the apostle first. And I like, you know, all right. See, all right, leave that alone. There's a reason I'm going to leave that alone. I ain't trying to rehearse what Dad do every week. But you got to understand the stuff he say is so powerful. He said the apostle was the first given, but he had a foundation to walk on. God dogged that which is first is last. And that which is last is first. Hello, somebody. I gave a gift first. Now you're walking on them. Hello. And you got to receive them first to get your stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Each revival witnessed the destruction of high places, idols, false religion, and gods. What's the answer to ISIS? What's the answer to radical Muslims? See, I know, see, Muslim people don't even want to accept this. See, this is where we trip out. I'm not accepting all religion.
No.
The Bible don't talk about Mohammed.
That's right.
The Bible don't talk about Buddha. The Bible says there's one way. Jesus said out of his own mouth, no man comes to the Father except he come by me. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father draw him.
Yeah.
So y'all get to tripping about who don't want to come to your church. I invite them to leave. Because if God don't join you to me, you can't get what I got. And I like the company I keep. So you can do all you want. Apostle is real. All right. Number six, in each revival, we talk about the nine characteristics of Old Testament revival. In each revival, there was a recorded separation from sin, complete cleansing, holiness, and purity. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, now that's where the grace came. I don't care what you've heard about grace. Hear what the apostle said. You have to teach the whole council. For the grace of God, Titus 2:11, that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. It was revealed unto all men. But just because it was revealed don't mean they acted upon the revelation.
That's right.
Because it goes on to say, teaching us. So grace means it's already done. I access it by faith, but it also means I got responsibility. Because it teaches me that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that I should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present evil, moral, decaying. Come on, son. See, that's the power of what we know. No matter how dark it get out there, Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. The implication is when he leaves, his light will be in his church. He is the head of the body, which is his church, the head that ascended and left the body in the earth realm. And the head say, now get instructions from the head body and just do your thing in the earth. Because you're not living from the earth, you're living from above. Where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father. See, Jesus said, you're from the earth. You look to the earthly stuff. I'm from above. I'm functioning from a whole nother realm. So two fish and five barley loaves can feed more than 5,000 in my economy. Because my economy has no limits, no boundaries. Better hurry up and get these other three out the way. In every revival, they exalted in the sacrifice of blood. You got it? Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. Y'all ready for this? Here's the biggest revelation people don't understand. Sin has been dealt with.
Yes, sir.
Once and for all. Yes. Discussion ends. He entered into the holy place once and for all. That's 3 minutes, you say? Okay. I'm supposed to stop at 55. What time is it?
8:51.
8:52. Okay, y'all got 2-3 more minutes. Okay. The sacrifice of blood. You heard me? The blood of Jesus don't cover sin, is what I'm trying to show you. Watch this. It washed it away.
Yeah.
You want to know how powerful the blood is? Huh? Satan can't even bring it up because God don't remember it. Get that down. Get that in your head. When Satan trying to play all them tape recorders, all the bad stuff, how you messed up, how you screwed up, how your mama did. Don't worry about telling him, huh? Because if God don't remember, I'm not trying to remember. See, he uses that to put you on lockdown, to limit you, to keep you from being a light in a dark world, causing you to focus on you. Can I tell you the greatest, listen to me, in revival, the greatest thing you need to know is you are in Christ. You are in Christ. So God never sees you anyway. Because you, have you ever seen your heart? No. Have you ever seen your brain? No. Have you ever seen your pancreas? No. Have you ever seen your liver? No. They are in your body. God put you in Christ, in the body, so he can look at Christ and not you. Now, I better hurry up. I got about 1:30 seconds now. All recorded revival showed a restoration of great joy and gladness. He went to Samaria, preached Christ, and there was great joy in the city. Each revival was followed by a period of great national prosperity. Get ready, church.
Yes.
It's your day of prosperity.
Yes.